Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we finished with verses 8 through 10. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy 1, verses 11 through 18 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and hopefully we'll begin today and take us on through the rest of the chapter over these next couple of weeks, and so I hope that you will be following along, taking notes. Now again, let me just help you to understand that you may one day miss a broadcast, or you may miss several broadcasts, and you would like to catch up with it. Well, at the end of our broadcast each day, our announcer gives you our address and lets you know that you can order them. However, you can listen to it free on our website. And so if you'd like just to go to our website, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, or our other site, www.centralbaptistocala.org, and you can go to that. And my friend, in either one of those, you can go back and listen to the sermons that you may have missed. Also, our Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night church services are broadcast live. And so if you would like to listen to one of those, if you're in a different time zone, maybe you're 2 or 3 hours behind us and your church doesn't meet at that time, or it may be that you're not able to get out in the evenings, or you might be shut in and you want to follow us along, you can go to our website that our announcer gives you at the end of each day's broadcast, and you can click on and listen in. You'll find that it's good, godly music, Bible preaching, sticking with the King James, and preaching the gospel as it is to men as they are, but speaking the truth in love. And so we encourage you to follow us if you're not able to be in a church. Now, the best thing is to be in a local church where you are and be faithful to it. But if your situation is such that you cannot be there, then we ask that you come and join us and be a part of our services, and we would love to have you tune in. Now, you'll find out, if you do tune in, why many say that I have a face for radio, so I hope that you don't have to be too afraid. Just tune in, listen, and watch, and you hopefully can be a part of our church services. And we also love to hear from our listeners. Now, again, whether it's email, a postcard, a letter, we just thoroughly enjoy hearing from our listeners. Many times I like to share the letters with our people on Wednesday night in our church. And although I don't use people's names in them, I do share parts of the letter and let people know that we have folks that are listening in. And the great thing about that is it's an encouragement to the people of Central Baptist Church, who pretty well underwrite this ministry. So I hope that you will write us. Be an encouragement to the people here, and we hope that through the teaching of God's Word, it will also be an encouragement to you. Now, our text starts in verse 11 of chapter 1 of the book of 2 Timothy. So I hope that you have a good King James Bible, and you follow right along with us. Now, the Greek scholar J. Green has divided this first chapter into paragraphs, and verses 3 through 14 make up one paragraph of which this is originally written, that is, in the Greek. So it's important that we see the context of our passage, that it's in line with the overall text. Now, you'll remember verse 8 speaks of not being ashamed of the Lord's testimony or of those who have the Lord's testimony. Verse 7 says we're not to be men of fear because he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound of mind. So we are to be partakers of the afflictions of Christ. That means that we take an active, vocal side for the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? For what he has done for us. And he does so much for us. He saved us. And he has called us with a holy calling, as we've seen in verse 9. And it was not according to our works that he called us, but simply according to his own purpose and grace. And that reminds me of Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Even before you were saved, yes, even before you were born, God had a plan for your life, and he wants you to walk in those things and do those things that he has for you. So often we quote Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, we do not earn our salvation, but after we're saved, the great God and Savior wants to use you. And so he's got works that he's ordained that you should walk in them, as well as I should walk in what he's ordained for me. So he uses here the word grace, because it is a privilege to be one of God's people, one of his children. It's a privilege to suffer for his sake. And this was his choice even before the foundation of the world, before the world began. That choice that any person by free will who will come to him, he will in no wise cast out. What a great God and what a great plan. But Jesus Christ made manifest his grace by his own appearing. Now, he existed throughout eternity past. It was 2,000 years ago he left his glory of heaven to take on flesh. And the great thing about him, he abolished death. And isn't that so, that the creator of life is also the conqueror of death? And so we read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Well, he did this through the gospel. The gospel, the good news. But how do we define the gospel, the good news of salvation? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 makes a great explanation. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, having read that, we go back to verse 1, where he said in 1 Corinthians 15, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, that we just read in verses 3 and 4, which defined the gospel for us. What is the gospel of salvation? That Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. And these are all very important things that we are to believe. And if without the belief in that, then heaven is not your home. And now Jesus Christ, who in his humanity obtained the keys of hell and of death, who really had the power of death and life before the foundation of the world as God in heaven. But he made himself a human, gave himself a human spirit. He was 100% God, but when he added man, he became 100% man, the God-man. Now, truth ought to make a difference in our life if we believe it. And if we believe it enough to commit our life to living by it. And with that thought in mind, let's look now to our text in verse 11. Wherefore, I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Now, if I was going to title verses 11 through 18 through the rest of this chapter, I would probably title it Preacher and Protege. And right now, we're looking at Preacher, the Apostle, Paul. And we're going to see that here now in these first few verses here and see what he's trying to say here in verses 11 and 12 about him as a preacher. And first of all, we see in verse 11 here of 2 Timothy 1 that he has an appointment. Paul was appointed. That was, he was ordained to do something. By whom? Well, according to verse 9, it was by Christ Jesus. And yes, even before the world began. And what we need to understand is that it is an holy calling. He is ordained a preacher. Every pastor must understand that this is his call from God. But with that call, there is an accountability factor of that appointment, and it is a great responsibility because there is a greater accounting given. We find from James chapter 3 that there is a greater condemnation or a greater expectation of us who would preach the word. Now you think about this. We are given a holy call. God Almighty has given we who are preachers a special holy call. We better be sure that we fulfill it. If we think that people should be fearful of hell, fearful of saved so as by fire, we preachers need to even be more fearful of standing ashamed at his presence and coming. Now, this preacher here is defined, he says he's called a preacher, and preacher is defined in the Greek lexicon as a herald or a crier. Now, in Bible days, one who may go around and give out official news from the king, the governor, or some other authority was called a preacher or a herald or a crier. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.